Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Terry Miller, the director of HEAT, Help Eliminate Auto Thefts. Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
How do we turn up the heat in 2010?
Well, we really want to make people aware that they need to be alert and watchful for not only themselves, but their neighbors in their neighborhoods and around retail areas for car thieves. And HEAT has a great opportunity to provide people to give. You can call in a confidential tip at 1-800-242-HEAT or go to our website at 1-800-242-HEAT.com. Let us know what you know about auto theft, and you could get a reward of up to $10,000.
Up to $10,000?
That's
how
right.
Alert and watchful are we, Terry?
Well, around the holidays, we tend to be very distracted. We're looking at our cell phones or talking on the phone when we're going back to our cars. We're not paying attention to the fact that we've got a bunch of packages in the back seat that might be even, you know, more of an incentive for a thief. And we really especially tell people when you're at the mall, don't go and put a bunch of packages in your car and then go back into the mall for another round of shopping. We really encourage you to move your car so that a thief's not watching you put a bunch of merchandise in your car so he can get the car and your Christmas gifts at the same time.
Help Eliminate Auto Thefts, HEAT, is in its 25th year trying to combat auto-related theft. How successful has this effort been?
Well, we've been very successful. In the 25-year history, we've returned over $52 million in stolen vehicles and other property to its rightful owner, and we've paid over $3.5 million in tip rewards to everyday citizens that just know information about auto theft and are willing to share it confidentially.
Where does that money come from? $3.5 million is a lot of money.
Well, it is, but we're supported by the Michigan insurance industry, and they see it as a great return on investment because they've returned over $52 million in claims that they didn't have to pay.
All right. In terms of distractions, we all have cell phones glued to our ears. If we're not texting, we're talking, and some people even doing it while they're driving, which is now illegal. But a lot of people are so preoccupied, as you say. Do they not understand that they need to be a little more vigilant this time of year?
Well, I think people are just, as you said, preoccupied. They're hoping to, get their errands done in a hurry, and a lot of people don't think it can happen to them. And unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of carjackings now because vehicles are getting harder to steal without the keys. So they need to take the keys and the car from you, and a lot of carjackers have a weapon. So, we tell you to be very alert for suspicious people in a parking lot. I'll try to shop with another person to give you a little bit of added protection, and really watch out for everybody else too. And if you see somebody kind of lurking around a parking lot, alert security, call the police. And if you know who that person is, call the HEAT program and you can get a great tip reward.
Terry, a lot of people are, as you say, saying, well, that'll never happen to me. How many car thefts and carjackings are there, especially this time of year?
Well, December is one of the top months for auto theft. In Michigan, there are about 40,000 cars stolen every year. And a lot of those are in southeast Michigan, but people in the Lansing area, there's almost 2,000 vehicles stolen in the Lansing area every year. And, that's 2,000 people that get very much inconvenienced by the fact that they don't have a vehicle any longer.
Car thieves, I'm sure, are quite sophisticated, and if they have rings, they know exactly what they're going to do. And how long does it take most car thieves to get into a vehicle, and if they're not going to take the vehicle, at least take the goods that they can see within it?
Well, it's very quick. If they're going to just take the things out of the back seat, they're going to use a screwdriver or another tool to break a window and grab them out the back seat and be gone in just a few seconds. It takes a group of thieves maybe 2 minutes to take all the tires and wheels off of your vehicle. It takes maybe 2 to 3 minutes to take a GPS unit out of the dashboard of your car if the folks know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So it's a very quick process, and a lot of times they can do it without even setting off an alarm.
Is it true that most car thieves, just like burglars, look for the path of least resistance, and if they see something that looks like it's an easy mark, they're going to go there and try to spare themselves the work and the risk?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why we tell you to use as much protection on your vehicle as you can. You know, put a club on the steering wheel. A lot of people say, oh, that's not going to work, or but it will slow a thief down, and he's going to pick the vehicle next to it that doesn't have a club on the steering wheel. Use an alarm that's got a light that flashes to let them know that it's engaged. And do everything that you can to keep your vehicle from being stolen.
All right. What about where you park and the length of time you take to get to and from your vehicle? What does that mean?
Well, we really tell you to try to not to park near something that's going to obscure the sight of your vehicle. Don't try not to park next to a large van or next to a dumpster or around the back of a store where there's not going to be as much traffic, because again, they don't want to be seen by anyone when they're trying to steal your vehicle. And also, you know, if you have to walk a long way, again, some malls will provide an escort from security. Try to shop in numbers, especially if you have to go out at night. And just, you know, walk purposefully to your vehicle. Let them know that you're not going to be someone that's going to be an easy mark.
I know someone who had a car broken into at Christmas time, and they were trying to do some things for their health. And they were parking far away in the parking lot on the opposite side of a light pole behind a snowbank. And they thought, well, you know, I'll be able to get a little exercise here. But they were really isolating their car and kind of making it easy pickings.
That's right.
All right. What about moving your car and going from area to area of a parking lot? Does that have an effect?
Well, yeah, because, again, you're not having a thief watch you take hundreds of dollars worth of merchandise and put it in your trunk and then walk back into the mall for another couple of hours of shopping. So we tell you, if you're going to do that, even if it means giving up that primo parking spot that you have, get in your car, drive to the other side of the mall, because at least that thief is not going to generally follow you there, and you are going to, you know, be able to park again, but then the person that watches you park the second time is not going to know whether you have anything in your trunk or not.
All right, if someone is really determined, then they're not just going to look for a car they can break into and get away quickly. They're going to take the car. And if a carjacker comes up to you with a weapon, what do you do?
Well, most carjackings do involve weapons, and we tell you just give up the car, because a vehicle is not worth your life. And unfortunately, a lot of the carjackers these days are juveniles, and they kind of tend to shoot first and ask questions later. They don't have the maturity or the experience to think, you know, I'm just going to try to get the car. I'm not going to really hurt anybody, because that's a bigger penalty for me if I get caught. So we just tell you, don't argue with the carjacker. Just give them what they want and try to remember as much as you can about the carjacker so you can help the police find them later.
What are the odds in that case of being able to identify a carjacker, or ideally get your vehicle back in some shape that you'd recognize?
Well, it depends on what the carjackers are doing. If they're stealing by order, because there's an organized ring that wants that particular vehicle,
right,
you probably aren't going to see it again. If they're doing it just to get transportation or to take the tires and rims off, you know, they may just drive it a mile or two, strip the vehicle, and take off with the property from the vehicle, but leave the rest of it sitting there.
All right. Let's remind everyone about the 24/7 tip reward line. We're talking about help eliminate auto theft. And, Terry, what's that number to call?
It's 1-800-242-HEAT, or you can also go to 1-800-242-HEAT.com. Everything is confidential. You don't have to testify in court. And if we make an arrest and prosecute these car thieves or the chop shop or theft ring or carjackers, you could get rewards that could go up to
$10,000. 1-800-242-HEAT. Thanks so much for joining us, Terry.
Thank you.